If you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Michael, MMA Legal.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hi, it's Mr. Fleming.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Brian. My name's Michael. I'm calling you from MMA Legal, sir, with the legal team helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Uh-huh.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Fantastic. Brian, do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, sir?
Yeah, I could do, yeah.
You sure? I don't want to put you under any pressure or... my role as part of the investigation unit is to gather the evidence...
Uh-huh.
For your case, whether that be from social services of the care settings you're in,
yeah,
to any sort of like GPs and any hospitals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My role today or the call today isn't to go over your time in care per se. It's more to do how your time and the trauma that you suffered while in care
uh-huh.
has left an effect into your adulthood, Brian.
Yeah.
Whether that be for the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or drug substances, drug issues. And what I'll then do is I'll write to those relevant authorities, whether that be your GP, NHS trusts or drug rehabilitation centres, gather that evidence so we can submit that to the Scottish Redress team as an accurate picture of the trauma you suffered in care has had a lasting effect on your life.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Brian?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir. I am going to ask you some tough questions, Brian, so I do apologise in advance, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't ask you these questions, so I apologise, sir.
Yeah.
Do you or have you ever suffered with any sort of mental health issues, Brian?
Not mental health issues as such, because I've... had to sort of look after myself at a young age. I've learned how to just get on with life and what have you. So I wouldn't say mental health issues as such.
Okay.
No.
Have you never been diagnosed with depression or anxiety?
Depression, yeah.
Okay. And do you seek medication for the depression?
I did, yes. I was on it for quite a few years.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll write to your doctors. I won't obviously tell them why I'm writing. It's none of their business.
Uh-huh.
But I will request all of your medical information, if that's okay, Brian.
Yeah.
Obviously, we can use that as evidence of, trauma, if you like.
Yeah.
Before I get your GP's details, I just need to ask you a few more questions.
Yeah.
Have you suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Brian?
No, not at all. That's...
Okay, it's amazing.
I've seen where the drink and the drugs take people, so
yeah.
I've stayed away from it. My way of dealing with things was work.
Oh, amazing.
I'd go and work like 16, 17 hour days and exhaust myself.
Yeah, so you threw yourself into work.
Yeah.
What do you work as, Brian, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a welder fabricator.
Oh, okay.
But I've done gates and fencing for a lot of years, where I fabricated the gates and then went out and installed them for quite a large company. And I just, for a lot of years, I just threw myself into work, and that's how I coped with things.
Yeah, amazing. It's not the worst way of trying to cope with these, what's happened to you, is it?
No. I mean, I've seen what happened to a lot of friends with the drink and the drugs, so...
Yeah.
That kind of steered me away for that.
Yeah, no, well done, thank you, well done for that. So can I take your GP's details, please, Brian?
Yeah, I don't know what the doctor's name is, because we see different
fine.
Doctors.
Just your details.
Bramley's Grange, medical practice.
Okay.
And that's Basingstoke.
Ah, so you're down here now, are you?
Yeah, I've been down here since 1994.
Oh, wow. Basingstoke. How is it? How are you finding Basingstoke?
It's all right. I like it here. It's better than where I come from, so...
Yeah,
there's not so much poverty and shit around here, so.
Yeah, nice. So what I'll do, Brian, is I'll write to the social services of Wimbledon House and St David's Children's Home.
Yeah.
I'll gather all of that information.
Just to make you aware, one of the things was I got taken on holiday by St David's Children's Home.
Yeah.
And it was the guy who took us on holiday that abused me.
Okay.
I actually reported it to the home and to my social worker, so
yeah,
it should be on record that I actually made the report when we got back from the holiday. And it was made to the home and to my social worker at the time.
Okay. Do you know the guy's name?
Dave. He was Welsh. And his name was Dave, and he was a live-in staff member.
Okay. I think reported abuse.
But, I mean, I spoke to people about it when it happened, and they told me to report it. The home done nothing about it.
No.
I reported it to the guy who was in charge of the home, Ed. I reported it to him, and he says to me, he says, are you sure that's what happened? And I'm like, yeah, and nothing sort of happened. So the next time I seen my social worker, I reported it to him.
Yeah.
And again, nothing happened.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you've been let down by that. That's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Once I get the information from St. David's and Wimbledon, Brian, do you want me to share that information with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Lots of copies. Okay, so once I get all that back, I'll share it with you. We'll go through it together, Brian.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that, you know, we're not missing anything. There's nothing. Make sure that you're happy with absolutely everything that we've got.
Yeah.
Before we do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress team.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, Brian, we've already put them on notice that we are going to claim, but we've also told them that we're going to be providing support and evidence.
Uh-huh.
So once we do the final submission, we will then obviously wait for what's called a panel date, Brian.
Yeah.
As we're a panel of, in inverted brackets, individuals will judge on our case.
Yeah.
And then hopefully from there, we'll then be able to give you get you the recognition in which you fully deserve of any wrongdoing, and also some compensation, financial compensation, Brian.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice to see the person who done it actually getting something done to them, but I don't know if they'll still be about now.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because that was, what, 40 years ago.
Yeah, no. Hopefully we can raise awareness, isn't it, really, of these places and trying to realise and make the Scottish Government sit up and take notice that, you know, there's a lot of these things that they've missed in the past.
Yeah.
Hopefully they will do some, you know, go some way to not making these types of mistakes in the future, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, Brian, an apology and some financial compensation isn't going to fix what happened to you.
Yeah.
Hopefully the apology and the recognition will go some way to, you know, give you some form of closure. But
it's
mostly about trying to stop this.
It'd help a bit for it just to be out there, because it's been a long time and nothing's happened. And I did take the right steps when it happened and reported it, but I just got swept under the carpet, so I knew nobody was looking out for me.
No, of course, you've just been let down by the authorities, haven't you? Recognition.
It caused me to go to prison for about 2.5 years as well, because when I got out of care, I went on the rampage as to saying, I just sort of lost it and didn't care.
Yeah, of course. Your childhood was built on such horrific foundations. You know, what were they expecting?
Yeah.
And, you know, they were very lucky, and so were you, obviously, in your coping mechanism, which, was work.
Yeah.
Went a totally different way.
Yeah. Yeah.
80%, 90% of the people I've spoken to, it generally does go that way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know another guy, the same thing sort of happened to him, and I mean, he's now just a quivering wreck that doesn't remember nothing for his life.
Yeah, it's so sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So sad. And I'll, this may sound like a strange comment, but you're one of the lucky ones, if you like, for not because of what happened to you, because there's no brushing over that. It's absolutely disgusting. But for the fact that you've still got the mental fortitude that you have now is obviously a testament to how strong you are as a person. So amazing. Absolutely amazing, Brian. Do you have any questions for me, Brian, on what I'm going to do for you in the process?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, Brian, I just need to make sure you are fully aware of all of our fees and what other options are out there. I need to do that over this recorded call.
Yeah.
It'll be the last time we run through with you. So I just need to make sure you're fully on board.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're aware, Brian, but you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to gather your own evidence and submit your own case.
No, let's carry on with us.
Yeah, so that's an option for you. Option two is there are other law firms out there, Brian, who will help you apply and won't charge you any fees. They get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws.
Yeah.
Now, I can't legally divulge or, go into them law firms' practices and what they will do for you, but probably more importantly, what they don't do for you. Also, I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We don't want to be owing the Scottish Government, if you like.
Yeah.
We enter into a joint venture with you under what's called a no-win, no-fee.
Yeah.
And what that means is our fates are tied together, if you like. If you win, we win. You lose, we lose together.
Yeah.
And it's on me and my business and my team to gather as much evidence as I possibly can to substantiate your claim.
Yeah.
We do that with our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So no matter how much work we spend on your case, we'll never pay us more than 20%.
Yeah.
It's actually 19.25%, but just for ease of math, we'll never charge you more than 20.
Uh-huh.
On the flip side of that as well, Brian, obviously you've been through so much in your life, so much mental and physical, duress. We as a business and as a law firm and our regulator would never put you under any sort of financial duress either.
Yeah.
So if we're unsuccessful, we will never come looking for any fees from you.
Yeah.
Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees and all of our time.
Yeah.
So it'll never bounce back or fall back on you, Brian.
Yeah.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Excellent. Do you understand those three options I've given you?
Yeah.
And are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to let you know, Brian, that you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us.
What
that means is up until day 14, you can rip up the agreement to walk away and obviously continue on your own.
Yeah.
Choose your own path if you like. Or you can waive the 14-day cooling off period and I can get started on your case as soon as possible.
Yeah, just waive it.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Brian, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now.
Yeah.
My name's Michael. Save it. Call me whenever you need me. If you want to have a chat, if you remember something, just give me a call. Or alternatively, I will give you a call within the next 3 to 4 weeks just to let you know how I'm getting on and how well any successes or any pitfalls. I'll let you know and we can reevaluate each and every 3 or 4 weeks together.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Okay, Brian?
That's fine.
Honestly, Brian, thank you so much for being brave enough to talk to me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm so happy that you threw
yourself into your work and didn't go down a different path. Honestly,
When I look back at it, I'm glad as well.
Yeah, well done. Thank you very much. Thank you, Brian.
Right, thank you. You too.
Thanks, Brian. Bye now.
Bye.